Paragraf Tzadik Gimel. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas chasana. Rav Nosson Zal says everything we've been discussing till now is related to the concept of a Jewish wedding. Ki zois ha-toira la-shemesh v'chulu v'hu k'chosn yotze mechuposoi, because the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, chapter 49, nemro mipiv ha-kodosh al-chatunat bitozal, was said by Rabbeinu Zal at his daughter's wedding. V'hi medaberes harbe me'inyan choson v'kala. And this chapter on Likutei Moran speaks a lot about the topic of choson and kala. V'ze b'chinas ma shekoyrim la'choson she'yala la'toyra b'shabes she'koydom ha'chasana. Rav Nosson Zal says this is all tied into the fact that we have the concept of an ofruf, as we call it, whereby the Shabbos before the wedding, the choson is a chiyuv to get an aliyah to the Torah. V'hoil chenimoy harbe mi'Yisrael. And in addition, there's a custom that when he comes to shul that Shabbos, he's accompanied by many people. They come to his house, relatives, friends, to walk him to the shul with singing and dancing with joy. V'oisen simcha gedoyla u'mechabdin hakoyl b'macholei dvash. And they honor everybody with pekalach, sweet things, v'chulu, v'gam hanoshim zorkin al ha'choson mini targimah shel dvash ve'goizim. And the women throw at the choson pekalach of sweet things, nuts. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki ze yodua sheyichud choson v'kala b'sharosh ho'el yoyim hu gavoya ma'oid, gavoya me'al gavoya asher les machshova tfisa tamon klal. The yichud between choson and kala in its spiritual source is something very, very high, one of the highest things in Kiddusha possible. Ki tzrichin lahamshich neshomo shel Yisrael, because one of the main purposes of marriage is to be able to draw Jewish neshomos into the world, to bring children into the world. Shenimshicho mebechinas Yisrael olo b'machshova tchila. And this comes from what the Torah says, that Klal Yisrael were Hashem's first thought when it came to creation. And the terminology that's used, Machshava Tchila, also refers to the highest, highest place of Machshava, Shehu Lamalo Mikol Horaboi Lamois, which refers to a spiritual source that's higher than all the four worlds, Atzilus Bria Yetzira Asiya. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 17, in the first half of Likutei Moran, when he interprets the words Ano Beria Kala Shebeyam, this is part of an agoda, a Gemara, a story in the Gemara that's quoted in that chapter in Likutei Moran. And when Rabbeinu Zal explains that story on the words Ano Beria Kala Shebeyam, Rabbeinu Zal says this refers to the neshama, which is describing its greatness, that it's way, way, way up in the high, comes from the highest sources. And this is all tied into the chapter on the Likutei Moran that we're basing this halacha on, chapter 49, which was said at the wedding of Rabbeinu Zal's daughter. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki oir lehevius halev shelisha Yisraeli hu adein soif. The hislavus that's found in the heart of a Jew, the burning desire, the yearning for Hashem, is something that's infinite. Ki oir lehevius liboy hu bechinas shoiresh nishmosoi shenim shechomi meni yisborach biatzmoi me oir hoin soif. Because this hislavus, this yearning that's found in the heart of a Jew, is actually the source of the neshama of the Jew, which comes from Hashem himself, from the infinite light of Hashem. U'kemo she'isa b'zoyer HaKodesh, and as the Zoyer HaKodesh says on the pasuk, Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim, that Hashem blew into the nostrils of Adam HaRishon a neshama, a living neshama, nishmas chayim. The Zoyer HaKodesh says, Man denofach mitoycho nofach. One who blows from inside himself. When somebody is blowing, the air that they're blowing is coming from deep inside of them. As is discussed in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. that kavyochel, the fact that the Torah uses this terminology means that the neshama of a Jew comes from kavyochel, from deep inside of Hashem. Aval tzrichin letzamtzem, which is a bechin of ein soif, infinite. Aval tzrichin letzamtzem ha-hislavus b'shil kiyum ha-briya shehem amidos. But Rabbi Nizal tells us, it's critical that we be able to control and constrict this hislavus in order that a creation should take place, in order that there should be a bria of midos, chesed, gevura, teferes. Ach tekef k'sheyesh tzimtzum, yesh achizas hadin, shemishom hascholas shoresh haklipois vasitra achra, kemavura beitz chaim kamapomim. However, we know that whenever there is tzimtzum, constriction, the midas hadin is able to attach itself there, which is where the klipos and the sitra achra, the forces of evil, they draw their energy from midas hadin, from the left side, which is associated with tzimtzum, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'chol ha-tikun hu ra'ak al yedei ha-odom ha-bal b'chira daiko. And the tikun for all of this is dependent on man, who has b'chira, who has free choice. Aval odom ha-rishoin b'yoim ha-rishoin lo yomad ben isoyim. However, unfortunately, odom ha-rishoin, on his first day, which was Friday of creation, the sixth day of creation, unfortunately, he did not pass the test. The test of the Eitz Hadas and other tests, Umeoz, Tzrichin, Birurim, Vizikuchim, Vitzirufim, Rabim, Adein Cheker. And as a result of that, it requires all kinds of Birurim and purifications and refinements, Lohoitzi Hasigim Meakesef, to be able to remove the inferior parts from the silver. Like when you're purifying metals, gold or silver, we know you have to have the ability to filter out the part that's inferior and to be able to retain only the pure silver or the pure gold. Here also in spiritual things, the same terminology is used, the same concept exists, that as a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas, Toiv and Ra got mixed together, good and bad got mixed up, and now the one of the main missions of human beings and of Klal Yisrael is the sorting out of the bad from the good, extracting the bad from the good, and refining the good. V'chol atikin hu al yedei hatzadikei emes hagdoilim b'malo ma'oid shebechol dor. And this, the entire tikin is dependent on the great, great tzadikim of each and every single generation. V'ho ikar heim b'chinas ha-shivaroyim, of which the most important ones were the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael. V'chol gmar ha-tikun al yedei Moshiach sheyeh kolul mikulam. And the completion of this tikun will be via Moshiach, who will be a combination of all seven shepherds. Shehu Moshiach ben David, shu b'chinas Malchus, b'chinas Ne'im Zmirois Yisrael. This refers specifically to Moshiach ben David, who represents Malchus, and Dovan HaMelech is known as the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. Ugedulas Moshiach, Gilo, Adoneinu Moren v'Rabbeinu Zal, Me'at, b'hamaisa shel hazayin betlers, kemuvon lemaskil u'mayin bedvoreinu. And the greatness of Moshiach, Rabbeinu Zal has revealed to us a little bit in the 13th story of Sipurei Maaseiyos, the story of the seven betlers, as one will see if he studies it carefully. Va'ayin behilchas tefillin halacha hei al pi ha'maisanal hanitfas b'krach harishon. Rav Nosson Zal says, look in hilchas tefillin halacha hei, in the first volume of Orach Chaim, where Rav Nosson Zal expounds a lot on that story, on the first day of that story. V'chol ha'maisanal nemro al inyan chasana shel ha'yelodim. The main crux of that story deals with a wedding that takes place between two children that were originally lost in the forest. Sheberchom kol echod biberchosoi, where each one of the seven betlers shows up at a different one of the days of the Sheva Brochas, and they give a special brocha to this newly married couple. V'horishoin hoyo ho'iver. The first one was the blind betler, shenosa lehem drosha gishang sheyu kamoyu, who gave them a wedding gift that they should be just like him. Zekenim kamoihu, they should be as old as him. V'siper lohem me'inyan hazikoroim, and this betler told them about his incredible memory, how far back he's able to remember. Shekol hasipur hoya be'inyan hamshochas nishma sa'odom mitchilas atzilusoy adasoif, whereby the whole story that this betler related to them dealt with the drawing of a neshama into this world, how the neshama comes from the highest places, tchilas atzilus, until it spirals down into this physical world. Shehakoton shebekulam, in the story that this betler told, the lowest level person that he spoke about, the lowest level tzaddik, his spoyer prided himself, shezoicher mashenas imoy be'ez chaticha satibur, that he was able to remember what was going on at the time that the umbilical cord was cut between him and his mother when he was first born. Asher kol leiv mevin yochay lohovin she'ein aroich lamalas hisporas kazer, whereby any smart person can understand that this is an incredible level we're talking about. A person who has so pure a memory, so high level of memory, that they actually remember the details of what went on when the umbilical cord was severed between the newborn baby and the mother. And we're talking about the baby that's relating this. V'hu hakoton shebekulam. And this one who was relating the story was the one who was on the lowest level of the group that were discussing this. V'achakach hisparu oid. And then another one prided himself that he was even on a higher level. V'oid, oid v'oid, gavoya me'al gavoya. Each one going to higher and higher levels. Ad shehu bi'atzmoy hispoer, she'enoy zoicher klum. Until it got to the final betler, until it got to the betler who said that he was greater than all the others in that he remembers nothing. Vehu gavoya mikulam, he is on a higher level than all the others. Asher ein aroich lisparus shel kulam negdoi, whereby there's no comparison between the others and him. He's millions of miles beyond them. V'chol zeh hu bechinas chasana, shehu bechinas hoylodo. This is all tied into the chasana, which is for the sake of producing children, bringing children into the world. Bishvil sheyisrabu b'nei Yisrael, so that the Jewish people should be increased. V'ikra kavono bishvil legalo yismalchus yisborah b'olam. And the main purpose for that, the main purpose for having more Jews, is to increase Hashem's kingdom. Sheikra al yedei ribu yam b'nei Yisrael, where Hashem's the essence of Hashem's kingdom is dependent on how many Jews there are and how many Jews accept the authority of Hashem upon themselves. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, beroiv om hadras melech, the larger the nation, the larger an assemblage of people, the greater the respect for the king. We know we have the holiday of Purim coming up very shortly, Mitzvah Shem, where today's Tes Zayin Shvat, which happens to be the birthday of my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, Rav Tzvi Aryeh Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha. So that Purim is right around the corner. It's less than a month away. And on Purim, we know we speak about Persume Nisa, about publicizing the miracle, and how this is such an important thing, this issue of Persume Nisa, that we put Torah aside for it. There are so many things that take second place to this issue of Persume Nisa. And Persume Nisa, as the Gemara describes it and as the Halacha describes it, is that the more Jews that are assembled together to speak about the greatness of Hashem, how Hashem overrode the Teva, Hashem performed a miracle. He showed his authority. He showed the Hashgacha Prati in the world. That's the Iker concept of being Mamlech Hashem, crowning Hashem. Ki ein melech b'loyam. Because we know that you can't have a king without a nation. The king is dependent on the nation. The larger the nation, the bigger the king. Obviously dependent on how seriously they respect the king. אבל אי אפשר להמשיך הסגלוס מלכוסוי, כי אם על ידי צמצומים רבים מאוד. However, it's impossible to develop the מלכוס without having many צמצומים. ובכל צמצום וצמצום מתחילה והצויף מראש כל דרגן הצויף כל דרגן צריכים לצמצם בחוכמו קדושה, באופן שלא יסחזו הדינים שמהם אחיזס הקליפויס. And each time that we go through one of these tzimtzumim, there has to be tremendous seichel involved in doing it in such a way that it should not activate a midas hadin, which can give nourishment to the klipois and sitrachra for them to be able to do their damage, the harm that they do. V'chol ma sheyordin lemato lo'olam nomuch yoser. And the more we try to reach down to lower places, the more we try to bring the light of Hashem down to lower places, tzrichin milchama u'shmira yoser, it requires a much greater battle and much greater protection from the sitrachra, from the midas hadin. Ki bo'olam ha'atzilus ein lohem achiza kol kach, ki im ma'at de'ma'at bedakus niflo. Because when we're dealing with the olam ha'atzilus, which is one of the highest worlds, there the sitrachra, the midas hadin, the left side, has almost zero participation. There's very, very little of them there. Aval bebriya yitzira siya, Shom achizosam b'yoser. But as we travel down to the Olam HaBriya, the world of the throne of Hashem, and then further down to the Olam HaYetzira, the world of the angels, and then we go all the way down to the Olam HaAsiya, the physical world that we live in, there, the Sitra Achra, the Klipois, the Midas Hadin, has much more of an achiza. Ad shebo Olam HaAsiya, ששום הגופים הגשמיים שאנו מלובשים בהם, שום אחיזס הקליפויס ממש. To the point where when we deal with the olam ha'asiyah, the physical world that we're in, there, the klipois actually exist in the strongest, most real form. אבל השם יספורך נוסן כויח להאודום לעמוד כנגדום. However, Hashem has given us, man, the ability to stand up against these forces of the Sitrachra. כמו שכוסוב, as the Pasuk says, ויאתו תמשול בוי. You will rule over him, over the snake, which represents the forces of the Sitrachra. The word נחש is בגימטריה סוטון, with the כולל. And Rashi HaKodesh says there, Im tirtze, tizgaber olav. If you will want, you have the ability to overcome him, to rule over him. Aval zeirin inun shenitzchu amelchama koroi. However, unfortunately, among mankind, there are very few people that have really succeeded completely in this battle against the sitrachra. ואפילו הצדיקים הגדולים מאוד שעמדו במלחמה, אף על פי כן רובם לא נמלטו משגיע דקו וכולו כידוע. And even the great tzaddikim who were successful in the battle against the Yetzer Hara, even by them, very, very few, the majority, did not escape unharmed. As they unfortunately, the majority of even the great tzaddikim were poigim in a shgiyah daka, a tiny micro error of some sort. Kayadua, as is known in the Kisvei Arizal and the Zohar HaKodesh throughout the Torah. Al kein kol hatikun al yedei b'chinas Moshiach. Therefore, the completion of the tikun is dependent on Moshiach. Shenitzach hamilchama kol kach, v'yoga b'mesiris nefesh kol kach, ad shezocho l'espoir. Who was so successful in the battle against the Sitra Achra and struggled so hard with such mesiris nefesh to the point where he was able to declare with pride, Ergedeng to Gornit, that he remembers nothing, zero. He remembers complete nothingness. Now, thus he reaches up to that highest spiritual place in heaven, which is the place of nothingness, Ein Sof. Shezoicher Lav Klum. He remembers before there was anything. כי הוא יודע מה שנעשה עם הנשמה מקודם הוא הצילוס, עד תחילס הצמצום, עד כל הצמצומים שבכל עולם ודרגו שכלולם בבחינס נפש רוח נשמה, שאין בחינס מרתם ריח. Because Moshiach, who Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, is that Betler who's mentioned in the story, who prided himself that he remembers nothing, Moshiach knows what has happened with each and every single Jewish neshama, mikoidem hu atzilus, from its most original beginnings, until atchilas atzimtzum, until it came into somewhat of a form, a shape and form, and going through all the different tzimtzumim in each and every single one of the worlds, which are referred to basically as the concept of nefesh, ruach, neshama, which correspond to mare, tam, and reach, which correspond to the concept of the ability to see, the ability to taste, and the ability to smell. Those three correspond to nefesh, ruach, neshama. Ad shehischilu lehisgashem hakelim, until the vessels started becoming physical to some degree, bebechinas oyer mayim rokia, and the world began being shaped in the concept of light, starting off with light, and then graduating to water, and then eventually becoming rokia, the sky. Ad sheyotzo mi beten imoi lozeho ilo magashmi, until the neshama comes out from the womb of the mother in physical form. Vehu oisek betikin hoilam yoiser mikulam, and Moshiach is the one who is involved in tikun hoilam, in perfecting the world more than all the tzaddikim. Ki kulam misaknim harbe moed, because all the tzaddikim are doing tikunim, they're correcting things, they're fixing things, they're refining things. Avla dayin loy nigmar tikunam, however, they are not able to complete it. Vialkein adayin hagolus misarech, and this is why the exile that we're in still continues. Umalchus de Sitrachra mispashet sheroitze lahal malchus tidusha, and the malchus of the Sitrachra continues to flourish, and it wants to hide, it wants to cover up the malchus of kedusha. Alkein, therefore, kol shleimus hatikun al yedei bechinas malchus Moshiach sheyava b'mher v'yameinu. Therefore, the completion of this tikun will be specifically through the malchus of Moshiach, which we hope is going to be revealed very shortly. Shehu lahamshich soif maisa b'machshava tchila. And the Shleimus HaTikun is the ability to draw Soif Maisa, to be able to draw the final conclusion from the original, from the beginning of the beginning. The Soif Maisa Hu Bechinas Hizgalus Malchusoi. The Soif Maisa is the complete revelation of Hashem's Malchus. Malchus is the last of the spheroids, the bottom, all the way, that's the finish, that's the end. Shezeh olo b'machshovo t'chila, and yet this was Hashem's original thought, this was Hashem's first thought when he went ahead and made the creation. We know, just like when a person decides that they want to live in a house, when a person starts thinking about it, the first picture in their mind is the final version of what the house is going to look like. And then, that's the first picture, Soif Maisa b'machshova t'chila. And then they have to start a process of starting from scratch, starting from zero, and developing, doing a design, an architect, and then taking it steps further to be more, to make pictures and more refined pictures and more refined pictures, and take it a step further till they start actually gathering together the list of physical materials that are going to be needed and all the planning stages until they finally finish it. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that the Soif Maisa is Hizgalus Hamalchus Bishleimus. And that was the Tchilas Hamachshova. Ki kol hascholas hatzimtzum bishvil habriya hoisa bishvil zeh legalis malchus hakanal. Because when Hashem first began the process of tzimtzum, his goal was to get to the finish line, which was הסגלוס המלכוס, אבל ההכרח לגלוס על ידי המידויס שנסהבן על ידי כמה צמצומים. However, we have to go through this in a staged procedure, step by step, from world to world, from sphira to sphira, until we get to the Malchus. ובכל צמצום, ובכל דרגו, ובכל מידו, צריכים מלחמה רבה. And as Hashem developed each stage of this process, each step requires a battle, a major battle. והצדיק הגודל בחינס משיח, זוכו לזכך את עצמי כל כך, and the greatest tzaddik of all, Moshiach, was zoche to purify himself to such a point, at shemitchilas hamachshava, umeireish kol dargin, shem lamala mehamachshava, lamala minefesh ruach neshoma, ad tachles soif hamaisa, omad bamilchoma bechol habechinois. To the point where if we look at the full spectrum of everything from A to Z, from the highest source of light, until the finish line, until the Hisgalus HaMalchus, Moshiach is the one who has perfected himself every step of the way, in every stage, in every facet. Ad shezocho legalos malchusei b'shleimus, until he is the one who will have the ability to reveal and broadcast Hashem's Malchus b'shleimus. Aval ein melech b'loyam. However, still we go back to that rule that can't have a king without a nation, without a people. וצריכים להודיע מלכוסוי לכל בי עולם. And therefore, it's necessary to be able to broadcast Hashem's Malchus to the entire world. It's not enough for one person, one tzaddik, to have the Malchus of Hashem on him. Al kein ikar atikun shel kol echad bechlal ubefrat hu al yodoi. And it's for this reason that the main tikun of everybody, of all of Klal Yisrael, and of all of mankind, is dependent on Moshiach. כי זה ידוע, because this is a known fact, שכל מה שהדרגה נמוכה יותר, that the more we try to reach down to lower and lower levels, שם אחיזת הקליפה יותר, there the forces of tuma are stronger. The canal, as we mentioned previously, אבל על זה ניתנה לנו התורה הקדושה. However, it's for that reason that Hashem gave us the holy Torah, Asher Dorocheho Darche Noyam, which is so sweet and so good, She'eno Machbedes Oleinu B'Yoyser. And the Torah was designed in such a way that it's not too difficult. Hashem has made things easy. Hashem made it in such a way that every single person, even inadvertently, is performing many mitzvahs. Ki hu yoda yitzreinu, because Hashem knows our yetzer. He knows our yetzer. He knows how weak we are. V'alkein kolma de oserlon shorilon. And therefore, for example, the Gemara says in Chulin daf kuftes, for every single thing that Hashem forbade us, He gave us something similar to that that's permissible, so that we shouldn't feel we're missing out. Even those things, the Gemara gives examples of unkosher foods, things that we're not allowed to eat, and yet Hashem gave us something almost identical to it within the framework of kosher. So the person can satisfy his yetzer and knowing, no, to be religious, you're not missing out. You have everything. Even a religious person has just about everything. שזה בחינס מה שמזכירים בברכת הארוסין, ואוסר לנו את הארוסין, that, for example, when a person gets married, when they recite the Sheva Brachas, we say, Hashem has declared that a woman who is engaged is forbidden to us, but then Hashem made her permissible to us through marriage. And so too, just about everything that Hashem has made forbidden, Hashem has given us the ability to have that permissible to us in some form. ועל כן, על ידי כל חסנה, ועל ידי כל הילודה של ישראל בהתר, נעשה תיקון נפלא ונוירה מאוד. And it's for this reason that every time there's a Jewish wedding and a Jewish birth, there's an incredible, awesome tikkun that's accomplished. אף על פי שרויב העולם אי אפשר שיהיה זך מאחיזת הטבע שמסגברת ביוסר בניין זה, even though majority of human beings are not really pure spiritually and religiously, when it comes to taivas, physical desires, especially when it comes to this issue, for example, in terms of men and women, the relationships between men and women, and the reason for this is because one of the most significant things in Yiddishkeit is being affected here, which is the birth of a Jewish child. And we know that each and every single Jewish child that's brought into the world is an aspect of the Hizgalus, of the Malchus of Hashem. Because the Gemara says, each and every single Jew has to say that the world was created for me. What does that mean for me? Shehu legalois malchusoi al yodi. That Hashem should be crowned as king through me. V'hizgalos hamalchus yefshir kim al yidei tzimtzumim rabim shemehem achizosim. And this hizgalos hamalchus requires many tzimtzumim, which is what causes them, those other guys, that other side, to be able to latch on. And the more we go to lower levels, the more the sitrachra spreads itself there. It's for this reason that when it comes to the physical union between a man and a woman, which that's what's going to physically bring about the birth of a child, which is the Iker Hizgalus Hamalchus of Hashem, that's why the Sitra Achra is strongest over there, is very strong in trying to defile it, trying to turn it into something impure, to try to make it into lose its specialness on a spiritual level. Avol haTorah magenes oleinu. However, the Torah protects us. V'kiddushanu b'mitzvoisov. And Hashem has sanctified us with His mitzvos. Sha'al kol ponim k'nishmorim me'isur u'mischabrim al yedei kedushas chupa v'kiddushin b'birchas erusin v'nisuin b'kibbutz minyan asara lefochos u'besimcha gedoyla. That at least, if a Jew tries to keep a certain minimum standard of kashrus, meaning that he avoids that which is forbidden completely, he marries someone whom he's permitted to marry, number one, and number two, they keep the basic laws of family purity, avoiding contact when she's in an impure state, etc., etc., and they are united via chuppah and the procedure of chuppah and kiddushim, the special brachos that are said at the erusin and the nisuin that are said together with a minyan in the presence of 10 Jews and with great simcha. Aydei kol zeh mamshichin koyach hatzadik hagodol shehispora b'chol anal shezoich alav klum. Every time there is such a wedding, they draw upon themselves the light of that great tzaddik who prided himself and said he remembers nothing. That betler, that first betler, which represents Moshiach, shebekoichoi nimtokin kol hatzimtzumim vadinim, whereby through his power are sweetened and corrected all tzimtzumim and all midas hadin, shebechol darga, on every level. To the point where Hashem's Malchus is revealed and broadcasted through this union that takes place between this husband and wife. Ki ikar hizgalus malchusoi hu daiko al yedei hagashmiim horechoike mo'oid. Because the main revelation of Hashem's Malchus is specifically by us lowly human beings who are very, very far from spiritual, from spirituality. As is explained in another place. V'ikr al yedei koyach hatzadik hanal. And again, in order for this to happen, it's dependent on that tzadik, she'al yodoi kol hamshochas hatoira shemesakenes hakol kanal. Through that tzadik, where all the Torah that comes into the world comes via that tzadik, which is what corrects everything.